Mount Mitchell State Park is getting ready to double in size. The state is working on a big land purchase with the help of a national conservation group and private donors. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax has the story.
For the past 2 years, the Conservation Fund of Arlington, Virginia, has been buying privately owned property north and west of Mount Mitchell, the highest peak east of the Mississippi. The property includes land along the Cane River, as well as Cattail Peak, the fifth highest in the east at nearly 6,600 feet.
We wanted to create a part of Mount Mitchell State Park that would be accessible to the public year-round. Mount Mitchell State Park is a wonderful resource, but due to extreme weather, it's not open to the public year-round.
Bill Holman is North Carolina director for the fund. Holman says these properties will provide new hiking and fishing opportunities.
They provide public access to the Cane River as well as the Cattail Peak, and the Cane River is a great trout fishing stream.
The park now is just under 2,000 acres. The purchase will add more than 2,700 more. The Conservation Fund paid $8.6 million for the land with the help of environmental philanthropists Fred and Alice Stanback of Salisbury. It's selling to the state for less than that, $3.2 million. The money will come from two state land conservation trust funds. State Park spokesman Charlie Peake says the deal is a good example of something the state is doing all the time, expanding parks to serve the state's growing population.
The land is perpetually protected now, and I think that's the most important thing because, it's more and more difficult for us to acquire large tracts to add to state parks.
State parks officials are planning now how they'll manage the extra land. The sale is expected to happen later this year. It comes as Mount Mitchell, North Carolina's first state park, celebrates its 100th anniversary. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.